Austria observes silence in memory of school shooting victims. By Breitbart London on June 11, 2025. Graz, Austria, AP. Austria fell silent for a minute on Wednesday in memory of the 10 people killed in a school shooting in Graz, which ended with a gunman taking his own life. The man's motive remained unclear. Austria has declared 3 days of national mourning following what appears to be the deadliest attack in its post-World War II history. At 10 a.m. on Wednesday, marking the moment a day earlier when police were alerted to shots at the school, the country stopped for a minute of silence. Hundreds of people lined the central square in Graz, Austria's second biggest city. Some laid more candles and flowers in front of the city hall, adding to a growing memorial to the victims. The first candles were laid on Tuesday evening as a crowd gathered on the square, some people hugging each other as they tried to come to terms with the tragedy. In the capital, Vienna, the local transport authority had trams, subway trains and buses stop for a minute. Police said they found a farewell letter and a non-functional pipe bomb when they searched the home of the assailant. The 21-year-old Austrian man lived near Graz and was a former student at the Burgdreher Schützengasse High School who hadn't completed his studies. Police have said that he used 2 weapons, a shotgun and a handgun, which he appeared to have owned legally. Police didn't elaborate on investigators' findings in a brief post on social network X, but a senior official who acknowledged that the letter had been found on Tuesday night said it hadn't allowed them to draw conclusions. A farewell letter in analog and digital form was found. Franz Ruff, the public security director at Austria's Interior Ministry, told ORF Public Television. He says goodbye to his parents. But no motive can be inferred from the farewell letter, and that is a matter for further investigations. Asked whether the assailant had attacked victims randomly or targeted them specifically, Ruff said that is also under investigation and he didn't want to speculate. He said that wounded people were found on various levels of the school and, in one case, in front of the building. By Wednesday morning, the authority that runs hospitals in Graz said that all patients were in stable condition. 9 were still in intensive care units, with 1 needing a further operation on a facial wound and a 2nd on a knee injury, while another 2 had been moved to regular wards. Hundreds of people joined Austrian officials at a service Tuesday evening in the Graz Cathedral. "For me this is important because I'm a teacher myself," said Stephanie Klaminger Brunner, 45. "It shocks me a lot that a school in my hometown is affected by such a terrible event. I'm here out of solidarity with the teachers and students."